The brain develops from the bottom to the top and from the inside out. At first, basic physiological functions are developed. Reacting to hunger, pain, fear, and cold takes priority, followed by the mastery of emotions and later on the development of thinking or cognition. The four parts of the brain involved in basic functions are the brainstem, cerebellum, thalamus, and reticular formation. The four parts of the brain that control motivations and emotions are the hypothalamus, hippocampus, amygdala, and pituitary. What does this mean in a practical sense for infants? It means that crying, feeding, sleeping, and filling their nappy are actions that are controlled by parts of the brain that are not under conscious control. Much of the behaviour of babies under 6 months old, such as crying, being sick, or wetting and soiling a nappy, is not deliberate. On the other hand, their developing brain is stimulated by their relationships with adults, and behaviour can be reinforced by the actions of adults and so learnt. The four lobes of the brain are the temporal lobe, which processes information about what you hear, the parietal lobe processes information about what you touch, the occipital lobe processes information about what you see. The frontal lobe helps you speak, coordinate your movements, and is also involved when you plan. Be aware, the prefrontal cortex has a role in our thinking and organising skills, as well as decision making and modelling our social behaviour. More recent research shows this area of the brain may not finish developing until people reach their early 20s.